64, Friday 65, and just about 58 on Saturday. We have 55 right now in downtown Butler. I'm Tracy Morgan in the Next Tier Bank studios. Next Tier Bank, your hometown community bank. Your news time is 12:30. Dave Malarkey is up next with It's Your Turn. Thanks so much for joining us, and have a good day.
And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn. Weekdays from 12:30 to 2 on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn. 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program today, Tuesday edition. And I was just chatting with our guests, our first guests who are joining us by telephone, about what an October look and a feel we have today. And you know, this is really the first time, because almost the entire month of October, we have been running not only normal, well above normal temperatures. And today, let me just check the temperature. We're at 55 right now. They're predicting 58 for a high. That's about normal for this time of year. That's the average high for this date in Butler. So we're back to normal. And boy, it has that look about it too, doesn't it? We got those dark low clouds, a little drizzle every once in a while. And well, lots of sunshine on the inside today. We have several guests who will be joining us on the It's Your Turn program. We're going to be talking music a little bit later on. There is a big concert coming up, I think it's this weekend, at St. Mark's Church here in Butler. Yes, they have a beautiful organ there, and there's going to be an organ concert. We'll have guests to tell you all about that. And also, along the same lines, musical lines, the Sweet Adelines are going to be performing. Not this weekend. Yes, it's this weekend. I'll tell you what, I'm still confused about whether or not it's September or October. I really am. They're going to be performing at the Suckup Theater on the BC3 campus. That is female barbershop singers. Yeah, Sweet Adelines. Our first guests, however, are visiting with us by telephone today, as I mentioned, to tell us about an event coming up later this week, sponsored jointly by the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. And we're pleased to meet and have the president of the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber with us by telephone, Jim Boltz. Jim, nice to meet you. Nice to have you with us today.
Well, it's my pleasure, Dave. Thank you.
And also visiting with us is Director of Programming for the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. That's Christina Hall. Hi, Christina. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having us on. We really appreciate it.
Oh, we're happy to do it when we find out about an event like the one you have coming up later this week. I'm not sure that I've ever heard of a Barktoberfest before. Christina, you better fill us in. What is
it? I will.
What's a Barktoberfest?
Invisible Fence of Pittsburgh came to us with an idea. They wanted to create a community pet event. And they wanted to have a lot of the members in the community participate. So they really birthed the idea, and we took it and ran with it. So as we had stated earlier, it will be on Thursday, this Thursday, October 26th, and it will start at 3 p.m., and it will go all the way till 7:30 p.m. And Glade Run Lutheran Services in Zelianople has been kind enough to let us have it in their sensory playground. It's brand new, so they will also be able to showcase that. So that will be a beautiful space that we can have it in. It's totally free for the public to attend. And some of the highlights that we're working on for it, Mission Mahi, they are a food truck, and they will be providing dinner, fish tacos, chicken tacos, everything that goes along with that. So we are super excited to have them there. Grater's Ice Cream will also be there. They will have dog and human treats. So come, even though it might be a little bit chilly, you can come out and enjoy ice cream from Grater's. We also have a pet parade that we will be starting at 6:30 p.m. That is sponsored by Invisible Fence of Pittsburgh. And it will be $5 to enter your first pet, and $2 for each additional pet. So like I said, that starts at 6:30, and there will be prizes for first, second, and third place costumes. So yes, you can bring your dog in costume to show off a Halloween fun time. Mm-hmm. And we also will have a caricature artist who will be specifying in pets. So Adam Walmsley Art will be doing caricatures for your pets, as well as a pet photographer. Moments Ever After Photography will be showcasing some pet photography. And Glade Run also has a great therapy program with animals. So they've been kind enough to let us use a petting zoo. So they will be providing animals that the children and adults as well can come and pet some of the animals. In addition to various pet vendors, so you'll be able to come and buy anything from treats to bow ties to costumes to mouse pads and anything for the office that you need that you want to remember your pet by. And we also at the Chamber have started a new young professionals group called Hype, Helping Young Professionals Excel, and they will be there to sell hot chocolate and apple cider just in case it's cold out like it is today. And all of the proceeds, we decided we wanted to help some of the community, so we will be accepting donations, and all of the proceeds will benefit Butler County Humane Society, as well as Glade Run Adventures, which is a therapy animal program. And they also have wish lists that if you would like to donate, they will have, we have on our event page and on our website, we have links to those lists as well. So that's just a brief highlight of some of the things we are going to focus on at Barktoberfest.
What should people bring in terms of if they wanted to make a donation?
So they can either bring something on the wish list, so anything from a monetary donation or toys or food for the animals. But like I said, that is they have separate wish lists, so that is on the website as well, mm-hmm. in the event and Facebook. But monetary would help them greatly as well.
This event, this event, listeners, takes place this Thursday, so it's day after tomorrow. I don't have to tell you that's going to be within just a couple of days of Halloween. Are participants allowed to dress up for this parade, Christina?
Absolutely. We encourage it.
Well, I'll have to get my costume ready then. What about dressing up your pet?
Yes, that will be during the pet parade. There will be costume prizes for first place, second place, and third place. So come out, dress your pet up, and bring a great costume so that they can win prizes.
Have you ever done this before?
We have never. It's our first ever pet event at the Chamber.
Hmm. And this takes place in Zeelinople once again at Glade Run Lutheran Services.
That is correct, in their sensory playground.
Let's talk a little bit with Jim Boltz. He's the president of the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. Jim, I'm sure you're well acquainted with the president of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce, Stan Kosciuszko, who visits with us on this program on a periodic basis.
Know him well. Good guy.
Yeah, good guy indeed. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. That's a little bit of a different name. Do you have a larger geographical footprint than some chambers?
We do. It's our footprint. We used to be two separate chambers. There was the Cranberry Chamber, and there's also the Northern Allegheny Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
We actually combined the two to make one chamber, and hence the name Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. Our footprint basically stretches from the McKnight Road corridor in the North Hills up through Cranberry, up to Zeelinople, over to the Route 8 corridor, over to the Beaver County line. So that basically is our geographic footprint. We have 1,000 members. We are the second largest chamber in western Pennsylvania. The Greater Pittsburgh Chamber is bigger than us, the downtown chamber, but we're second in size. And with that, we have the ability to do a lot of events. We're a very active chamber. So this is one of the events that we have coming up, but every single week we have 5 free events to our chamber members. We have them Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays in the mornings. One is in the afternoon. We also have after hours. We have signature events. So we're very active, really trying to get our chamber members together to network, build relationships and connect with other chamber members.
And that's really one of the, not necessarily the prime mission of a chamber of commerce, but it's certainly one of the top priorities, is it not? Networking, getting to know your fellow members.
That is correct. Now, you do business no matter who you are. You do business with people you know, like, and trust. And it's whether you're going to a store or you're buying something from a contractor or whatever, you want to do business with people you know, like, and trust. What better way to get to know, like, and trust someone than to see them at meetings, build relationships, you know, and know who can best serve your needs.
You know, it's appropriate as I think about your name, Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber, and you described the footprint there. I can remember the first time, Jim, that I was looking at it was a map, you know, like a Rand McNally road map of Pennsylvania, and they color in the metro areas, and I was looking at the Greensburg area, Irwin, right on into Murraysville and East Pittsburgh, and it was all yellow, like it was almost all, you know, a part of Pittsburgh, not technically, of course, but considered there. That happened to the South Hills next, and if you look at a Rand McNally roadmap these days, you're going to see that yellow metro outline stretch all the way up through your footprint, all the way up into certainly Cranberry with the UPMC Lemieux Center there now, and Adams Township in Zelianople. So I think it was appropriate, the move that you made.
And we saw that too. You know, we looked at, again, it's the two separate chambers. We looked at just the image of both chambers. We had basically the same business relationship with the whole area and felt that it was just a natural. So by combining forces, then it allowed us to specialize in different areas and have different specialists, like a program director, like Christina, to come in, like an event and marketing director. Mm-hmm. It really just gave us strength to be able to do more things.
You mentioned, Christina actually mentioned, I took a note on it, you have, I understand it's a relatively new face in your within your group, Hype, H-Y-P-E.
That is correct.
When did that get started, Christina?
We started that a few weeks ago. So it's brand new. So we've been wanting to, we have great young talent in this area and in our chamber, and we've been wanting to create a platform to bring them together. So that is, we finally pulled the trigger and decided to start bringing those young professionals together because, face it, we know that eventually we are going to have that talent in our community that will help it to grow. So that's kind of the background of why we began the group.
Mm-hmm. And that's not to say that young business people think of you know, all the boomers as old fogies, or vice versa. You know, the older business people think of the young ones as whippersnappers. But there's a difference these days. In fact, there's a vast difference in the way people communicate. The young business people, not so much for telephone or letters anymore, methinks.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's all social media.
That's one thing that we realized, and, you know, Chamber of Commerce, we feel, have to change with the times. The millennials certainly have a different attitude about how to do business and how they want to do business, and we have to look and see how chambers fit in. Because of that, we came up with a number of programs that we think really can get young people involved in the Chamber of Commerce. One thing we started was partnerships with educational institutions. We have 7 educational institutions, colleges in the area, that have partnered with us. By partnering with us, their students can become members of the chamber. So that helps their students develop their soft skills. It helps them build connections. It helps them when they're out in the workforce now, they'll have a relationship with people that can help them get employment. We feel by doing that, it educates them about the business world and how to get involved in the business world. And we also feel that it helps our employers too, because if you talk to them, they'll tell you there's jobs in the area. It's how do they find the talent and how do they get them? So we felt that we were a great connector between those two parties. So Hype now is just a natural to fit in. So we have the students, we have the Hype group, and then we have the businesses in the chamber. So we feel it's all a good fit.
Listeners, if you joined us a little bit late, and that happens a lot with people especially getting in and out of cars here during the noon hour, we're chatting with Jim Boltz, Jim is the president of the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber, and Christina Hall is director of programming for that chamber. And we're talking about an event coming up in a couple of days, day after tomorrow, Thursday. It's an event called Barktoberfest. The highlight, certainly one of the highlights, will be a pet parade early in the evening at 6:30. But you said it actually starts earlier in the afternoon, Christina, right?
Yes, it begins at 3 p.m. So if students are getting out of school, if parents are picking them up, we thought that we could start it early so that we could engage the younger generation as well, so that they could come out and have a nice family evening.
Mm-hmm. And is there an admission charge to get into the event when it opens up at 3 in the afternoon?
There is not. It is free to the public.
Okay. So the only fee would be if you wanted to enter your pet in the pet parade, huh?
Correct. And if you wanted to eat dinner from the food truck or buy some ice cream, but it's completely free to just come in and spend a night of Halloween fun.
I love food trucks. I must confess, though, I'm not familiar with Mission Mahi. It sounds like they should specialize in, I don't know, Pacific Ocean fish or something like that.
He has a great story. Jimmy, the owner, has a great story. So he is definitely someone who we are proud to partner with.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. And, of course, partnering with the Invisible Fence of Pittsburgh, that's an amazing thing. I've seen that demonstrated. That's pretty neat. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And they're also very fun to work with. So it's been a pleasure to partner with them for this event.
I'm sure they'll have an informational table or something available with some literature on their product.
Yes, they will.
Mm-hmm. So this event, folks, takes place this Thursday, day after tomorrow. And you don't have to pre-register or anything, I'm assuming, Christina, right? You just go.
You can just show up, yep.
Mm-hmm. Is there a limit to how many pets you can bring?
There is no limit.
I don't know. You may be opening yourself up to something.
There will also be 21 other pet vendors as well. So in addition to Invisible Fence and the food truck and the ice cream, there will be 21 other pet vendors that you can stop by and visit.
So I'm imagining there'll be lots of fancy collars available, maybe some snuggies to take your dog out in the wintertime, that sort of thing, eh?
Yes, our vendors will be creative with what they bring to the event, for sure.
I like the way you've teamed up with so many organizations and agencies. You mentioned, Christina, that among the beneficiaries of the event will be the Butler County Humane Society. They are a no-kill shelter, by the way, and have been for many, many years. And also Glade Run Adventures. I'm not familiar with that. Do you know anything about that, Christina?
Yes, so they are a therapy pet program. So a lot of the students who attend Glade Run, whether they have a disability or they aren't able to be in their home, they find therapy in playing with the pets that Glade Run has. So that foundation actually provides the opportunity for the children to use those pets as a way to cope with whatever they're dealing with.
That's an amazing, and it seems to me a relatively new development, perhaps springing out of service dogs, which, you know, we've had for a long, long time, especially for the visually impaired. But we're learning more and more about the value of these so-called therapy pets, whether it's for children or teens as at Glade Run, or even for, you know, you're seeing a lot of those in the personal care homes these days, therapy pets.
Absolutely, and I think it is very beneficial and something that maybe we have never thought to do before, but that is becoming more and more relevant to those who have struggled.
You ought to have a special prize for the most unusual pet, you know?
Like you should, yes.
Somebody rolls in with a camel or something, you know?
Yeah, we don't have any limitations on that, so we shall see what type of pets arrive at the event.
I also made another note here. Is Autism Speaks somehow involved in this event, Christina?
They are. So they were so kind to donate Gatorade and granola bars. So we will have a donation table for both Butler County Humane Society and Glade Run Adventures. And if you make a donation, Autism Speaks has donated that Gatorade and granola bar that you are willing to take if you make that donation to those two organizations.
That's a nice touch. I have never heard of a pet caricature artist. I know of caricature artists. If fact, I have a couple of caricatures of myself. Must have been a weak moment, I'm not sure. But well, what a great idea to do it for your pet, huh?
Yes, and he actually also has the capability, if you send him a photo, if you think that your pet may not be able to sit still for a certain period of time, he also will take a pet picture and do the caricature art from the picture. So if you know that your pet can't be there for some reason, or if they are very fidgety, you can send him in a picture as well and still get a caricature that way.
Mm, good idea. And I suppose it goes without saying, but we should mention it. You know, your pet, if you're going to be involved here, should be, how do we say it, socially responsible. Some pets just don't do well when they're around other pets, you know what I mean?
Correct, yes. Yeah.
So make sure that your pet is...
they're on a leash and they're able to be controlled.
Yeah, yeah, we don't want anybody going bonkers. And sometimes that happens and, you know, God bless them, they're animals, you know. But you know if your pet is socially responsible, or if your dog starts to bark or bark if there's another dog within a five-mile vicinity. And somehow they seem to know that. So
yeah.
Barktoberfest, day after tomorrow, Thursday evening. Actually, Thursday afternoon. It starts at 3 o'clock. Caps off with the parade at 6:30 at Glade Run Lutheran Services in Zeelanopa. Is that right in Zeelanopa Borough? Is it on the outskirts of town? Or?
It's right in Zeelanopa Borough. It's west, the west side of Zeelanopa.
Mm-hmm. And Christina, you mentioned either a website or a Facebook page or maybe both that has more information and wish lists and so on. Could you go over that information again before we wrap up here?
Yes. So our website is www.pghnorthchamber.com. And if you go to the calendar page on our homepage and you click Barktoberfest, all of the information will be on there. And if you go to, you type in Barktoberfest on Facebook, or you visit the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber Facebook page, under the events tab is Barktoberfest.
And of course, we have voice recognition. Now, maybe you could just bark when you get there, you know, and I'll take you to the right page.
That would be great.
Just kidding, of course. Jim Boltz, any major events coming up in the near future that are sponsored by the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber?
Well, thanks for asking, Dave. I think one that would be of interest to your listeners would be Innovation Pittsburgh. That's a quarterly speaker series that we have. The next one in the series is on November 3rd. That's at St. Barnabas Health System in Gibsonia. The Jim Roddy, the former Allegheny County executive, the first Allegheny County executive, he is the host, and he actually is coordinates the series. And we have the impact of the Shell cracker plant in the region will be the topic that they're going to be speaking about on November 3rd. It's Michael Marr, who is the person who's going to be overseeing the construction of the Shell cracker plant. And then also once it's built, then he will also be the person who will be running it. We also have David Spiegelmeyer from the Marcellus Shale Coalition coming to talk. And they're going to talk about the impact in the area, how you can become involved as a vendor of these of Shell or the other companies that are supporting Shell and are actually coming through for the construction. So it should be very interesting. It's from 8 to 11:30. There's a continental breakfast. And it's $30 per person.
Well, how did I know to ask you about that? Guess what? Later this week, Jim Roddy's going to be a guest on this program, and we'll talk in some detail about that. And he's obviously a very knowledgeable guy. He's associated with St. Barnabas these days as well, so I'm looking forward to chatting with him. Hey, it was nice to meet and chat with you folks. I appreciate you being able to chat with us here today.
Well, thank you, Dave. It was our pleasure.
Jim Boltz is president of the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber, and Christina Hall is director of programming, and she's the one who shared all the information about the upcoming Barktoberfest day after tomorrow at Glade Run Lutheran Services. Again, thanks, folks, and nice for spending a bit of time with us today. Nice to meet both of you.
Thank you so much.
The same. Thank you.
Okay, so long now.
Bye-bye.
Nice to meet those folks. I've never chatted with anyone from the... Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber before. So nice to say hello. And, of course, they cover a part of our area. Hey, I want to tell you a couple of things that are coming up as we go later into the week, including, is it tomorrow we have Susan Bloom on? Yes, it is. Susan Bloom is a medical doctor, an MD. We're going to be talking about arthritis tomorrow, and this is something that affects so many people and so many families and family members. I mean, even if you don't suffer from arthritis yourself, if your spouse or your husband or a relative, a mother, father suffers from it, it's tough. Susan Bloom, a medical doctor, an MD, talks about an immune system recovery plan because arthritis, rheumatoid at least, our osteo is different. I'll have to ask her about that tomorrow. She's with us tomorrow. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, she talks about a guide to conquering arthritis naturally. And it sounds pretty interesting to me. So we'll be chatting with her tomorrow about reducing inflammation and pain and sometimes even, disfigurement in your joints. Susan Bloom visiting with us on tomorrow's program. We also have guests from Butler Downtown tomorrow. And, yes, it's tomorrow that Jim Roddy visits with us. I was mistaken. I thought it was later this week. Jim Roddy, and I've never met Jim Roddy. He is a former chief executive in Allegheny County. They don't have county commissioners there anymore. They used to. They used to. And then they had a referendum question of some sort. This is a long time ago. And they decided to go just to one chief executive instead of a board of three county commissioners like we have here in Butler County. So they have just a county executive. It's Rich Fitzgerald right now. But Jim Roddy, I think Jim Roddy was the first one. I believe, yeah. We'll talk to him tomorrow. He is now a senior advisor for St. Barnabas. I've seen him a lot on TV. I've never met him, so I'm looking forward to doing that tomorrow and chatting with him. I've heard he's a really nice guy. Seems like a nice guy, doesn't he? Jim Roddy. So that's coming up on tomorrow's program. I also want to remind you, as we draw closer to Election Day, well, it's 2 weeks away, right? It's 2 weeks from today. Yes, Tuesday. Tuesday, November 7th. Is Election Day, 2 weeks from today. We are going to be interviewing here on the program all of the candidates who are seeking to become either mayor of the city of Butler or members of Butler City Council. The mayor's seat is up for election this year, and there are two seats on Butler City Council that are up for election. So we will be interviewing all of the candidates next week. Starting, I believe, on Monday, we'll be doing those interviews. So you'll have a chance over a period of two or three days to meet briefly. We're not doing long, extended interviews, but it'll give you a chance to at least hear, put a voice with a name, and get a little bit of an idea of the thoughts and the philosophy of these candidates. That will start at the beginning of next week. Okay, we have much more to come on the It's Your Turn program today. We'll meet our next guests in just a moment or so. They are from St. Mark's Lutheran Church, St. Mark's Evangelical Lutheran here in Butler. And they will have information on a big organ concert coming up this weekend. They have a beautiful organ down there, St. Mark's. So we'll get the details on that. And still later on the program, more music. We'll be talking with members of the Sweet Adelines, who are having a concert this weekend at Suckup Theater. Have you ever been to a Sweet Adelines concert? Yeah? It's female barbershoppers. I think they specialize in barbershop. I don't know. I've never interviewed any of them before. We will today, though, coming up a little bit later on the program. So let us take a quick break here, and we'll bring our next guests into the studio with us on the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR 680 in Butler. Stick around. We'll be back right after these words.
For more than 130 years, the name Concordia has meant quality care. Today, Concordia Visiting Nurses has provided high-quality, skilled nursing and a variety of therapy services to people in and around our community. Concordia Visiting Nurses is here to foster your recovery right in your own home. If you're in need of home health care, choose Concordia Visiting Nurses. Call toll-free at 1-877-352-6200.
Looking for a way to make your company's benefit package a little more competitive? Here's one that's so easy, more than 130 local organizations and businesses have added it to their programs. Membership in Armco Credit Union. At Armco Credit Union, your employees will have access to the best loan rates and more free banking services, while direct deposit and payroll deduction options make it convenient for both of you. And best of all, it doesn't cost you a thing. Learn more at armcocu.com or by calling 284-2020. Armco Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender and is insured by NCUA.
Attention Alexa users, did you know you can listen to WISR through your Amazon Echo? That's right. Alexa, play WISR.
Playing WISR.
WISR is proud to provide you with the music you love on the devices you use. Radio, computer, tablet, smartphone, and now your Amazon Alexa-enabled device. WISR, we're everywhere you are. Just ask Alexa.
From kickoff to the coaches' press conference, we are Steelers game day.
Touchdown! Antonio Brown right down the gut.
This is Bill Hillgrove. Along with Tunch Okun and Craig Wolfley, we bring you every game and all of the coverage that keeps you up to date with everything black and gold. Right here on the Pittsburgh Steelers Football Network.
And the crowd is enjoying every minute.
The Pittsburgh Steelers travel to Detroit to take on the Lions this Sunday night. We'll have all the action for you on WISR 680 AM, starting with the pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 8:30. Pittsburgh Steelers football brought to you in part by attorney Michael Painter and the Butler Armco Employees Credit Union.
Welcome back, listeners. Great to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program today. Nice to talk to some acquaintances of long standing who are here to share information about what looks to be a wonderful organ concert coming up this weekend here in Butler. Let's introduce our guests. First of all, Karen Krenitsky is here. Karen, good to see you.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
And Ralph Christie Jr. is here, too. Ralph, good to see you.
Same here, Dave. Thanks.
The concert is at St. Mark's Evangelical Lutheran this weekend?
Yes, downtown Butler, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what day is it?
It actually is going to be this coming Sunday, the 29th, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. October the 29th, next Sunday, which is also Reformation Sunday. So the concert starts at 3 o'clock. It's probably going to go like maybe an hour to 20 minutes, an hour to a half. And we're calling it Pulling Out All the Stops. We want to pull all the stops out of the organ, and let's have some dynamic music happening. And it's all the music of Bach and the melodies of Luther in conjunction with Reformation Sunday.
Pardon me for looking at the calendar, but this happened to me during when our first guests were here, too. I've been confused all month.
It's going
since
fast.
Since we've been from September to October. And I hear October 29th, and I'm thinking, is that this coming Sunday? Is it this Sunday after that? No, the Sunday after that's November, folks. It's this Sunday, this coming Sunday. Is the
29th. Is this coming Sunday, yeah. Yes, you're right.
I was confused there for a moment, so yes, I actually had to reach for a calendar. It's just hard to believe that we're at the tail end of October.
Someone told me there were like 5 Fridays until Christmas or something like that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, a week from today is Halloween, and it's always been my feeling that once Halloween is here, I mean, it's just bada boom. But you get Election Day is a couple of days later, then Veterans Day is a couple of days after that, then it's Thanksgiving in 2 weeks. I mean, it's just
crazy.
Full bore through the holiday season. Yeah. Well, we're not quite there yet, but what a great way to kick off with an organ concert. I'm not a member at St. Mark's Evangelical Lutheran, but I've visited that church several times, And Karen, you can back me up on this. They have a beautiful organ.
Yes, they do. Yeah. And it was recently restored in 2015 by the Patrick Murphy Company. Mm-hmm. We had a dedicatory recital in April of last year given by Ann Lubunsky. And
she was here. That's the professor at Duquesne. Is that right?
That's correct.
What a wonderful person.
She is.
I really enjoyed my chat with her last year. Yeah.
So now this is our second, I would say, big event that we're doing with the organ. We're trying to showcase the organ as much as possible since it's been restored.
Well, if you have an organ like that and you've put the money into restoring it, because quite frankly, organs, and it's so sad. There are churches around that have, you know, have organs that maybe for decades, and they just don't have the money to fix them. It's very, very expensive.
Yes.
To especially if it's a pipe organ with the bellows and everything,
right,
you know.
Right.
Very
actually have 2,800 pipes.
Oh my gosh!
The organ. Yes.
No wonder it sounds so great when I hear it.
Yeah.
2,000 pipes.
Over 2,000. Yes.
Wow.
There was a member of St. Mark's 50-some years ago who had the foresight to start a fund. And she put in $50,000. She and her husband put in $50,000 for repairs or whatever of the organ.
Mm-hmm.
And so St. Mark's was very fortunate. That money had grown over the years. And so there was very little money that we needed to raise to restore the organ. That's not the case in a lot of churches now.
Yeah, you see some of them that are... They're just abandoned, kind of like swimming pools. It costs too much to fix them, and they just don't have a pool anymore. You know, not you can get electronic keyboards and so on and so forth. But boy, a full pipe organ,
nothing like the sound.
There's nothing like it. Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about the concert. First of all, I'm assuming it's Sunday afternoon.
It is Sunday afternoon at 3:00. We have 6 organists coming in, so it's going to go probably an hour and a half, hour and 20 minutes. St. Mark's Church, we will be taking up a free will offering, and we have a reception afterwards. Always, the Lutherans like their food, like most churches do. And the church is handicapped accessible. So, and the whole community is invited to come to the concert.
Will you be playing, Karen?
Yes, I will be.
I know she's one of the greatest organists in the area.
Thank you.
And I had a feeling that...
I'm not sure that I deserve that,
well,
but thank you.
I've heard you play several times. Yeah.
Most of the other organists are local, too. There's the two at St. Mark's, who Joanne Lozier, who is the plays on Sunday, and Rebecca Veith, who plays on Saturday night. And then we have Chuck Davey, who's the organist at St. Andrews.
Chuck, great organist.
Yeah, he's very good.
Great composer, too. You know, he composes music.
Yes, he does.
Yes,
And let's see, there's Sandy Rubright, who is coming in from Leechburg, and Kathy Kemmerer, who used to be the organist at St. Peter's Anglican, but I think she's more of a freelance person now.
Mm-hmm. So I'm certainly no expert on Bach, but I do know that he did compose some works specifically for organ. Is that what's on the program?
Yes.
Or do we know what's on the program? The organists select their own pieces?
They have selected them, and Karen will go over that with you.
Of the music we chose was based on either Lutheran melodies or something that Bach had composed. And actually, Luther and Bach do have a connection. Luther, of course, was born before Bach, but Bach was a great... passionate about the Lutheran faith, and so he took the chorales, some of the hymn tunes that Luther had composed, and put them to wonderful cantatas and concertos, and you named the type of music, and Bach probably wrote it.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this is a big year for celebrations around Martin Luther. It's the 500th anniversary of the Reformation.
Right.
Yes.
In fact, that's coming up in a few weeks, I think. The exact date, I'm not sure. It's this fall sometime.
Yeah.
500 years.
Yeah, it is here.
Yeah. Pretty significant anniversary.
So Bach composed over 1,000 compositions, and if anyone does go to the recital, they may see in the program, it'll have a BWV and then a number. Because he composed so many and often used the same titles over and over again, but just different settings. The BWV actually stands for, in German, the Bach Works Catalog.
Mm.
And so when I heard that one of the organists was playing BWV 661, I immediately ran to my book. Oh, that's the one I was thinking of playing.
And that, of course, is in German, right?
Right, uh-huh.
See if I can remember this one. Tell me how I'm doing here, Karen. Nun komm der Heidenheiland.
That was pretty good, yeah. Yeah, so, and that's really translated to mean Savior of the Nations come, and it's an Advent hymn.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
he's put too. Many It'll be Advent before long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. He set that chorale to quite a few settings. So Sandy Rubright is playing two versions of The Mighty Fortress. That's also a chorale written by Luther. And one of them is going to be a more traditional setting, and then the second one she's playing is going to be more contemporary.
That's a tune composed by Martin Luther, but as far as I know, that's used in every Christian denomination mm-hmm. these days. Mm-hmm. It's a powerful hymn.
That's right.
Mighty Fortress is Our God.
And it isn't limited to, as you said, it's not limited to the Lutheran churches.
Oh, by no means. No.
So a friend of mine who is Presbyterian, she said, oh, yes, we always play that on the last Sunday in October because they're a Reformed church as well.
Mm-hmm. So. I'm not an expert on Luther in terms of musicality. Did he write a number of works? Did he write a number of hymns? Does anybody know?
I think he wrote more words versus the music part, but he has written both. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has written both.
So anyway, I interrupted you, Karen. We're talking about the program for the organ concert this coming Sunday, community organ concert. Two variations on The Mighty Fortress is Our God.
Yes, and that starts out the program.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be some congregational singing also of that hymn, mm-hmm. no surprise there. And then a second one that Luther also composed, Keep Us Steadfast in Your Word. And they're in the Lutheran hymnal. And I think one year I did research to see how many Lutheran hymns were in, or Luther's hymns were in our book, and I think I found 6 or 7.
I think it was more like 15, something like that. Yeah.
So, of course, some of them were the melody, and some of them are the text. Mm-hmm. So,
Luther was very talented musically. So was Wesley.
Yes,
wrote a lot of music as well for founder of the Methodist Church.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two of them, and I always get them mixed up.
They were brothers, I think.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, brothers, yeah.
Well, we'll go with Wesley. We can't be wrong on that.
Charles
very
and
prolific.
Samuel.
And you go through, again, any Christian denomination hymn book, you're going to find hymns by Luther and by, mm-hmm. by Wesley.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the last time I'll interrupt you, Karen, I promise. What's the rest of the program
well,
for
let's
Sunday?
Look here. Rebecca's playing the one you mentioned before, Nun komm der Heidenheiland, and then there's another chorale, We All Believe in One God. Joanne Lozier's playing Fantasy in A Minor, which is, it isn't based on a chorale, but it's certainly written by Bach, and it's a lovely selection. Chuck Davey is going to wrap up the program with Prelude and Fugue in E-flat minor, or major, sorry. And that is a major work, one of his gold standards, I guess you would say.
That's a fugue. That's a tough piece to play.
Yeah.
They are complex, complicated.
And I think that one will take the roof off the church, so we're hoping for that to happen.
We'll have the firemen on
yes.
call.
St. Anne's Fugue. That's, I'd be interested to hear that. Listen to me. I'm the guy that can't. I have trouble making a C chord on a keyboard, but I know fugues are very complex, very mm-hmm. tough. Well, Chuck can handle that.
Yes, he can.
And all of this on Sunday, probably going to take an hour and a half.
No more than that.
At the most. Might be a little bit shorter. But that's very nice for a Sunday afternoon. And just in case there are organ devotees and Steeler fans out there, the Steelers play Sunday night. They don't play Sunday afternoon.
We didn't go out just make that correct here with our planning.
mm-hmm. Works out that way.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, they play Sunday night in Detroit, so you won't be missing the Steeler game by going to this concert. The dynamic music of Bach and the melodies of Luther. Karen Kroniski is an organist, so tell us a little bit about this pulling out all the stops for people who have no idea whether an organ is stuffed or blown up. What are you doing when you're pulling out all the stops? Does that affect the pipe somehow, or the volume, or the tone, or all of the above?
All the above, because the organ has, it's set up with all these little draw knobs, and you have four divisions of the organ. You have the principal stops, you've got flutes, you've got reeds, and you've got strings. So, and any combination of those can be used for your music. So you might start off, let's say you're demonstrating what the organ can do. You might start off with a soft stop from the string and then gradually pull on some principal stops, some flutes. And so when you see all those draw bars come out, you know something loud's going to occur. And of course, you've got the pedal too. And in a larger organ, let's say you have a clarinet or a trumpet on one of the divisions. You can couple that sound. You can play it on the keyboard, but you can also couple that sound down to the pedal. And so often Bach and other composers will use that pedal to kind of emphasize the melody. So in the piece that I'm playing, actually, it does. The melody is in the pedal. Da, 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 and then...
It's almost kind of like a rhythm section down there. I have to be honest with you. I have such admiration. Do you play the piano, Ralph?
I play a little piano,
a little
yes.
bit, whereas I play zero. C chord, F chord, that's about it. I always have had great admiration for people who can play the piano or the organ really well. And, of course, with the piano, you know, you have three pedals down there that let the sound go on and the damper. But with an organ, you've actually got notes down there.
Right, yeah.
And this is what always amazes me. You can't see your foot. So, you're literally playing blind.
Yeah. That's
just
true.
Swinging. If you've ever watched an accomplished organ player, watch them and listen to them, they got their foot swinging all over the place. Right. I don't know how you know what you're on the right note or not.
And I think we're kind of unique at St. Mark's. We will bring an in-house closed camera system. So when the congregation is sitting looking at the front, we also have a big screen there. So and then we actually are watching either the feet or the hands of the organist playing. So it really helps get into the music from the congregational standpoint.
They talk about hand-eye coordination in baseball. That's nothing compared to being an accomplished organ player. You got hand-foot coordination, and you can't see your foot.
Right.
That's pretty amazing. Plus, then with an organ, unlike a piano has 88 keys, right?
61, actually.
61.
Mm-hmm. On each keyboard.
Well, on a full piano, it's 88, isn't it?
Yes, the full piano is, but the organ has 61.
Oh, okay. But the organ has some of them have several keyboards. We call them ranks, is that right?
No, those are manuals. The ranks are
I know
the,
a whole lot about
pipes.
Organs here. But when you look at it, there's like three or four keyboards stacked
yes,
up.
Yes, that's
there.
Right. Okay. Yes.
How the heck do you do that?
Well, you need to practice a little bit.
You can't play any more than two at a time.
No.
But you move from time to time, right?
You do. But again, if you want a particular sound, let's say that's on the top keyboard, if you want it on your bass, your bottom keyboard, you bring a coupler, you put on a coupler, and then that brings down that music. So, and there are techniques, too, where it's hard to explain over the radio, but you can have your hand here, and then your thumb can be going on the manual below it.
Easy for you to say. And do you yourself have to adjust all these stops while you're playing?
Yes. That's another thing about coordination. You may be able to play everything as long as you don't have to figure out, well, I want the trumpet here and I want the flute here and I better make sure that crescendo pedal's where I want it. And so,
if you get like a half rest or something, you can move a couple of stops? It really is phenomenal.
A lot of the organs now, you can preset in a memory bank and just hit like one button and it goes to the next registration.
Okay. Kind of like a light board, in effect.
Yes,
in
that's
a theater.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that would be handy.
Yes, it's very handy. And when you have your manual, you know, your keyboard here, there's a whole rank of buttons right underneath it. So then you're going along pressing the button that you want, if it doesn't slip.
When did you start playing the organ, Karen?
I was in high school. I was fortunate to, I went to Butler High School, and at that time, I think some of the community leaders, maybe church leaders in the area, had decided that there weren't enough organists, even back then, and they hired Elizabeth Groman to give organ lessons to students, and she chose a certain number. You had to audition, and she chose a certain number of people to play and give lessons, and they were after school. They were not part of the regular school curriculum. But we got credit for everything. It's just that she worked, you know, she didn't come in during school hours. Then after she retired, we had Lamont Crape, and he was quite a fine organist, and I studied with him in high school for 3 years.
Dr. Crape, I knew him, yeah. It's a different technique from playing the piano.
Yes,
playing
it
the organ.
Is. Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's quite a different technique.
Yes. Yes. You can press as hard as you want to on the organ, and it's not going to make any difference. Where the piano, yeah, you know, how hard you press means how much sound you get.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful opportunity to hear this, and will the cameras be working? Can you see the... Sunday, can you maybe see the foot pedal going?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the camera. Anytime there will be an organist playing, the camera will be on that person.
Mm-hmm. Where within St. Mark's, by the way, St. Mark's is downtown. That's the corner of Washington and Jefferson, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Washington and Jefferson. Big church. Yes. Can't miss it. It's one block off Main Street. Where's the organ, and is the keyboard in the same place? Because in some places the keyboard's in a different part of the church from the pipes.
The keyboard is actually in the back of the church, up in the balcony, and the pipes then are above it. Mm-hmm. So you can see some of the pipes, but the pipes also are ranked behind each other, so you can only see the front ones. But when it was redone, they really did a nice job of arranging those front pipes to make that look like a really nice design. Mm-hmm. They did a really beautiful job with that.
Yeah. The concert is this coming Sunday afternoon, and you said it starts when, Ralph?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, yeah. Do you have anything else planned in the... Rejoicing Arts program of events at St. Mark's?
We are concluding then with our a Christmas concert by Circle of Friends. They've been in Butler before. They're really very good. It's a good vocal group. Sometimes they have handbells with them. Their Christmas concert is absolutely beautiful. And I believe we are actually starting their circle of tours. I think they do 2 weekends, like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we are their beginning act, which is Friday evening, December the 8th, and that will start at 7:30.
I've heard Circle of Friends.
Oh, they're really good.
Yeah, I've heard them a couple of times at holidays. They seem to do a lot of stuff at holidays.
Twice a year, in the spring and in December.
Karen Krenitsky, formerly the head organist at St. Mark's. You still play, though, for a number of churches.
Yes, I do. I substitute, which is fun. You get to hear different preachers, and you hear different choirs, and you see different formats of how worship is done. And so, and the nice thing now for me, since my family is all on the West Coast, it gives me more of an opportunity to travel. But then... if I get a call and it works into my schedule, I'm usually very happy to do that.
Mm-hmm. Must be a new challenge to be in a different church every once in a while, and you're playing the organ, and then there's a choir that's been rehearsing with someone else.
Yes.
Might be a little hard to match up sometimes.
Yes, yes. That is a factor.
Mm-hmm. And Ralph Christie Jr., long involved in music in this area, theatrical productions, and you've been the musical director at St. Mark's for some time, haven't you?
Yes, I think maybe 8 years now I've been there.
Uh-huh. Director of the Sanctuary Choir?
Yes.
Uh-huh. This is a nice event. It kind of wraps up what has been a series of events, musical events at St. Mark's. You mentioned it was a year ago that we had the Professor Lubinsky,
Anne,
couldn't think of her first name, from Duquesne University. Man, I could have talked with her all afternoon when she was in
wonderful
here.
Person.
Yeah, wonderful and person.
And her concert was so good and for the dedication of the organ. It was great.
Mm-hmm. There will be a free will offering.
Yes, there will be. Yes.
At
yes.
the event.
And we'll also have a reception afterwards. I believe it's cookies this time, so everybody can come and have a cookie and enjoy the music and just be lifted by the spirit. I think it's going to be a spirited day.
And
I think
least,
Luther would approve.
I think so, yes.
On at least a couple of the numbers on the program, there'll be sing-along, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we have to sing A Mighty Fortress. I've been told that's the national anthem of the Lutheran Church.
rightly so.
Oh, yes. You know. Yeah, yes, yes.
Recognizable all over the world.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be starting the concert with that song.
The dynamic music of Bach and the melodies of Luther. With a concert, an organ concert, entitled Pulling Out All the Stops. So by the time you get to St. Anne's Fugue, you'll be raising the rafters.
We're hoping to do that, yes.
You know, that's another thing that a lot of folks don't get a chance to hear all the time. When you're in a church, because a lot of the classical composers compose music specifically for churches.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
And it was performed specifically in churches.
Right.
There weren't a lot of concert halls that had organs and the other equipment
correct,
and stuff
yes,
like that.
Yes, yep.
So when you hear an organ full bore in a church, it's a rousing sound.
We had one of the people where they were rehearsing there, and the pastor and I were standing down, and we said, just let loose and play it as loud as you can. Oh, my God. It was just so thrilling. Everything was vibrating. It was just great.
Gives you goose flesh.
It did. It did.
It's like hearing, for me, there's nothing like brass in a Christmas concert.
Yeah.
You know, you just, I want to hear some brass yes, in there, some yeah. French horns and some trumpets.
Yep.
Thanks for being with us, folks. It sounds like a nice concert this Sunday.
Thanks, Dave, for everything.
Sure, sure. Karen Krenitsky and Ralph Christie Jr. visiting with us, telling us about the Pulling Out All the Stops concert, music of Bach, the melodies of Luther, this coming Sunday. Which is, I've double-checked it twice now, October 29th.
Okay, yes, yes.
Sunday afternoon.
Reformation Sunday in the Lutheran Church.
We'll take a break. We have more to come on the It's Your Turn program. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors before we go on any further, though. And that's the good folks at Butler Motor Tours. Well, here we are. We're a week from Halloween. Week from tomorrow is November. And you know that the holiday season is just around the corner. They're booking for all of their holiday trips, and there are many. They're taking two trips down to Oglebay Park for the Festival of Lights. One will be on November 25th, another one on December 9th. Now, this is nice. It's in West Virginia, so a lot of folks say, well, I don't know whether I want to drive down to West Virginia. I don't know whether I want to drive home late at night. Go with the Butler Motor Tours. Simple as that. They're booking now. They also have a one-day shopping trip to New York City. That's Saturday, December 2nd, actually leaves Butler late Friday night, arrives in the Big Apple Saturday morning. You can shop or sightsee all you want all day. Get back on the bus at 10 o'clock, and you're back in Butler on Sunday morning. Pretty amazing. For the kids, for the whole family, Santa Express on the Titusville Railroad. That train is really neat. Now, that's not very far away. Just north of Oil City. That's December 2nd as well. They have an offering of a light-up night in Pittsburgh on the Gateway Clipper. They're taking trips to country music traditions and overly Christmas lights in Ligonier. And once again, they've got their one-day trip to the Pennsylvania Farm Show down in Harrisburg on January 7th. Butler Motor Tours, South Monroe Street here in Butler. A local company. Their website is butlerbus.com. All of their trips on the website. The dates, the itinerary, the cost, and everything. ButlerBus.com. ButlerBus.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Howie Pinckney with Pinckney Capital Management in Portersville. Today, many people need help managing their investments. The investment options available today can be confusing. If you would like to talk to someone for help, why not call me for an appointment? Howie Pinckney at Pinckney Capital Management, 1284 Perry Highway, Portersville, Pennsylvania. My telephone number is 724-368-4224. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Whether you're a competitive athlete or a weekend warrior, any injury that keeps you on the sidelines is not one worth having. The sports medicine specialist at Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers will help you get back into action so you can keep up your lifestyle. Our experts understand that the same treatments for competitive athletes can be used for those who just want to be able to stay active. They accept major insurance plans, including both Highmark and UPMC. Learn more about how you can get back on the field by visiting TriRiversMSK.com.
It'll be the game's best against one of his most immediate challengers on Tuesday night when Sidney Crosby and the Penguins match up against Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers at PPG Paints Arena. Penguins live pregame on the air at 6:30 p.m., followed by the call of the Pens and the Oil with the Hall of Famer Mike Lang and the old 2-9er Phil Bourque from Pittsburgh at 7 o'clock. Penguins, Oilers, Tuesday night on the Penguins Radio Network.
Pittsburgh Penguins hockey brought to you in part by Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, Hunter Truck Sales, Thrower Concrete, Monday Shoes, Camisa's Auto Body, Butler Agway, and A&E Heating and Cooling.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, good friends. Nice to have you with us. We continue on the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn. And we have two guests who have joined us here in the studio to talk about the Greater Harmony Chorus and a concert coming up this Saturday. Let's meet our guests. First of all, go around the table here, Lisa Putney. Lisa, nice to have you here today.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be here.
Yeah, and also Donna Knapp. Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
So are you both members of the Sweet Adelines?
Yes, and both members of Greater Harmony.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So my first question is, what's the difference? Are the Sweet Adelines a subset of the Greater Harmony Chorus?
Sweet Adelines is the international club of the chorus. And then each chorus is you're in a region for international. There are several regions across the country and other states or other countries. Yeah.
And Greater Harmony is one?
Yes. We're in a region of 17, Region 17.
Mm-hmm. And the music that you perform is?
Barbershop style. Four-part harmony in the barbershop style.
Okay. I knew that's what it was, but I wasn't quite sure what the terminology was.
Well, most people are familiar with men singing barbershop harmony. That's been around for years and years. Sweet Adelines began in 1945 because the women saw what fun the men were having, and they decided, there was a woman, her last name was Anderson, who decided to set it up and see if women could sing the same harmonies, and they did.
Mm-hmm. Men's barbershop has been portrayed in Broadway musicals.
Yep. Yes.
Probably most famously in Music Man, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Why the Rose?
Yes, that's right.
That's
very
it.
Is that the one?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Music Man?
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And four guys. So when it's always four parts, so you have at least four women, right?
Correct.
But it could be a much larger chorus.
Well, we have I think, 52 members now.
Oh,
we're growing again.
I
so
had no idea.
We're excited about that. Right.
I was going to guess like 18 or 20.
No. No, we have a nice size chorus. And there's another big chorus in the Pittsburgh area, Sounds of Pittsburgh. They're in the Beaver Choreopolis is where they rehearse.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about this because it's a fun type of music. But just in case there are folks in the car pulling into the shopping center and about to leave us, let's give the details of the concert coming up. It's this Saturday,
correct,
right, Donna?
This Saturday, Butler Community College in the Suck-Up Theater. The title of the show is A Kiss in Time. The first half is a grandmother and granddaughter. She'll be telling her story to her granddaughter. about her husband being in Vietnam and, you know, going through the years. And then the second half is going to be a USO show.
Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
4 o'clock.
Afternoon, evening, as soon as I was going to
4 o'clock. Show's at 4. Tickets are still available.
I love your poster.
Thank you.
I don't know who came up with this idea. I'm holding it up. I don't know why I'm doing this. Our listeners can't see it. Yeah, folks, it's the classic photograph. I would say it's the second most famous photograph from World War II.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give the first one to the Marines putting up the flag on Mount Suribachi on top of Iwo Jima. But the sailor in Times Square, when news came of the end of World War II in Europe, VE Day in Europe, who grabbed a nurse who apparently he did not know.
Correct.
And gave her the biggest smooch of all time. Mm-hmm. And somebody captured it in a photograph.
Right.
And it's a classic.
I'm going to give Lisa credit for that idea. We had a creative team meeting, and Lisa said, looking at the songs, that was the picture that came to her mind. And there was another girl in the meeting who said, oh, my gosh, that's what I thought, too. So that's where it began.
There's an interesting story behind this. I don't know whether they ever did settle it. There were several people who claimed to be
the woman, the nurse.
Yes, and several guys who claimed to be the sailor.
Yes,
I really think they did iron it out. I think the woman just died a couple of years ago, and I finally said that it was her for sure. But anyway, great idea, Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Great idea. So, can you give us a little bit of a preview of the program, the songs that you're going to be singing?
Sure. In the first half, we're doing songs like Tuxedo Junction, and then when the grandmother tells her granddaughter about her husband in Vietnam, they talk about the Beatles, when they were popular at that time. So we're doing Can't Buy Me Love, and Lisa's quartet is singing with a little help from my friends. Mm-hmm. We're doing Almost Like Being in Love. It's hard for me to remember, even though we've been over it 100 times.
I know.
Think of any other ones in the first half.
I'm just a little bit troubled by talking about the Beatles as if it were ancient history.
I know.
I know. Yep.
We understand. We teased the little girl, because the youngest member of our chorus is 15, and this really is her grandmother that she's playing. They're both true to their role. And we ask her, do you know who the Beatles are, before we, you know, when we first started running the script. And she kind of rolled her eyes, and the first thing she said was, they're bugs, right? And I think she was kidding.
Yeah.
It comes to my mind, and for a lot of people, 50 years, because we had the traveling Vietnam wall come to Butler.
Yes. Not too very
summer.
Long ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A couple of months ago.
Right.
And, you know, it's 50 years for a lot of those Vietnam veterans. Yeah, right. Beatles 50 years
yes.
ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that's great. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of people saying, wait a minute, the Beatles in barbershop, four-part barbershop harmony?
Well, we're actually opening the show with Seasons of Love, which is really a Broadway tune. It's not. It's written in for us to sing in four-part harmony, but it's not barbershop. It's a pretty cool song, so it's going to be a great opening. I think it'll have a big impact on the audience.
I would dare say, and I'm no expert in barbershop by any means, but there are not too many tunes that couldn't be transposed into a barbershop style. I heard a men's group several years ago do a Nat Cole song. Oh, what was the name of it? Orange Colored Sky.
Oh, we've
sing
done that.
By Nat Cole.
Absolutely.
It was gorgeous in the barbershop style.
We've done Billy Joel songs, Carol.
Billy Joel?
Yeah. I can't think of the name of the song off the top of my
head.
It's
a beautiful, slow song. I can't think of it either, but yeah, we have sung it.
Moving Out.
No, that's not it. This one is real slow. I can't remember the name. But,
and we're doing Earth Move Under My Feet.
Yeah.
And Lean On Me is another one we sing.
Carole King.
The Carole King song.
Wow.
Yeah. We've done I Will Survive, too, by Carole King.
Carole King would be appreciative of rearranging her tune into a barbershop style.
It's a lot of fun to sing those songs.
Yeah, well, she started out as a composer.
Yeah,
right. On a side note, I sing in a quartet, and we just learned Uptown Funk. We just did it on a show in Ohio. That was very well received, especially by the young kids in the audience.
people dancing in the
yes,
aisles here.
Yes,
right, mm-hmm. right.
So you're in a quartet.
I am.
You're in a quartet.
Yes.
Which is probably about the closest you can come to a solo work in Sweet Adeline.
Correct.
Because you always need the four parts, right?
Right, right. right. Mm-hmm.
What are the four parts, Lisa?
Lead part, mm-hmm. facing the melody, bass, baritone, and tenor.
Okay. Is it difficult to find women who can sing bass and baritone?
No, I'm
maybe
actually,
not baritone.
We're both baritones. They're not that hard.
Well, that's, you know, so, yeah. low alto right. in a chorus part. Mm-hmm. I personally have always thought that the alto voice, woman's alto voice, was the most beautiful voice to listen to. Most people say soprano because I always sing the melody.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be honest with you. Sometimes even the world-class sopranos, Beverly Sills, I know they hurt my ears. I know that's terrible to say, but it's almost too loud for me.
It's, right.
right.
But a beautiful alto voice.
Well, a lot of times in barbershop harmony, the baritone crosses over with the lead. The lead generally will have the melody, but the baritone and lead parts can cross. In other words, sometimes the lead sings under the baritone.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm just thinking about how hard it is.
We're special
to
people.
We always say
special.
We sing baritone because we can. Mm-hmm. And bass, we have a great bass section. You'd be surprised how low some of those women can sing. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Right. right.
You don't sing on the bass clef, though, right? It's just lower treble clef.
Well, it's written. No, we do sing on the bass clef.
Really?
The way the way it's structured, yeah.
Well, wow, that's fantastic.
The lead and tenor are on the G clef, that you know what I mean, and then we're on the bass clef.
Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Wonderful.
It's a lot of fun.
So did you start singing, Lisa, at a young age?
12 in the church choir, St. Winland's Church, years ago. And I started with Sweet Adeline's when I was 25. I just had gotten married, didn't have children yet, and I've been in it ever since. My kids are 19 and 21 now, so they've been through it with me. So.
What about you, Donna? When did you start singing?
I started singing again as a child in school, in church, had leading roles in high school, and then kind of got away from it, of course, as you're raising a family and everything. But my husband is a barbershopper. And when he got involved, I remember going to one of their first or second shows, and it was at Heinz Hall. That's how big an audience they had back in the day.
Wow.
And Greater Harmony was on the show. And I sat with my mouth open because I never knew women could sing barbershop. And so I found the chorus 20 years ago, and I remember Lisa being very pregnant when I first went in with one of her children. That was when I met her.
Right.
We need to take a break. We'll talk more with our guests about barbershop, female barbershop singing. It's wonderful. And the concert coming up this Saturday. This Saturday, October 28th, 4 o'clock, right?
Yes.
At Suck Up Theater on the BC3 campus. Well, must tickets be purchased in advance, or will there be some at the door?
They'll be at the door, cash, and you can get it in advance if you see one of the chorus members.
Or go on the website.
We'll get that website in a minute, as soon as we come back from the break here. One of our sponsors on the program today, Jones Turkey Farm in Cabot. I love talking about them because I love turkey, and it's that time. I could eat turkey any time of the year. But when the holidays come, oh, boy, it's not too early, folks, to put your order in at Jones Turkey Farm in Cabot. Well, they're local, first of all, okay? You know that your turkey's not coming from Kansas or somewhere like that. Jones Turkey Farm on Jones Road in Cabot. The owner is Dave Jones. Dave stakes his reputation on his turkey simply being the best. Now, here are some of the differences. At Jones Turkey Farm, they offer all-natural, free-roaming turkeys and chickens. A lot of folks are looking for that these days because, you know, they're worried about preservatives. No preservatives at Jones Turkey Farm. Additives? No. All the turkeys and chickens are additive-free, and they are specifically fed non-GMO grain. They're natural. Free-roaming turkeys and chickens, and you'll be able to taste the difference. You can buy your turkey frozen if you prefer it that way, if that's more convenient for you, or you can get it fresh right before the big holiday meal, your choice. Here's a phone number to order your turkey today. It's in Cabot, 724-352-2450, 352-2450, or You can go online, jonesturkeyfarm.com, to learn more. Jones Turkey Farm in Cabot, quite simply the best. It's as easy as that. Another one of our sponsors is Hearing Aid Service by Kelly. I've heard about Kelly. This is personalized one-on-one service. If you or maybe someone you love, someone in your household, has reached a stage where a hearing aid might be necessary, maybe you don't know, maybe your spouse will tell you, think about calling and consulting with Kelly. So many people who have made the change or consulted with Kelly are so happy that they did. First of all, it's a complimentary consultation. We'll give you a phone number in a minute here. It's the hearing aid lady. Hearing aid service by Kelly. Personalized one-on-one care. Kelly will take the time to make sure that everything is the way you want it. From a hearing standpoint, obviously, you want to be able to hear better. But there's a comfort factor as well. Have you talked to someone who has gotten a hearing aid, but they don't wear it because it hurts or it's uncomfortable? Don't worry about that with Kelly. One-on-one personalized service. And you'll save money. In fact, you could save thousands because there's no overhead. Yeah, you heard that correctly. Thousands. Kelly is interested in helping you. She's not interested in selling you the highest priced hearing aid. Call the hearing aid lady, 724-756-4327. Again, 724-756-4327. Hearing aid service by Kelly. Call the hearing aid lady. And we have one more sponsor that we need to talk about here on the program today, and that's our good friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop in downtown Butler. Wow, that's the original Cummings. Did you know there are three locations now? Yeah, and we'll tell you about that in just a second. The downtown location, of course, Main Street. Everybody knows where Cummings is under the red and white awning. You may not know that they've been there for a century, 100 years. Actually, it's been a family business for a little bit longer than that, since 1905. But they've been at the Main Street location for 100 years. Holidays are just around the corner. And if you're searching for a gift idea for clients, they offer corporate orders of custom gift boxes to give to clients. You can choose from an assortment of chocolate-covered potato chips. Have you ever had those?
Oh, sounds good.
They're delicious.
They are. First time I ever heard about them. First of all, I'd never heard of them before. Oh. I went down and said, well, can I try a box of those?
The salt and the sweet.
What could be better?
They are unbelievable. The they really are. What a gift, a little box of those. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you could choose chocolate-covered pretzels, graham crackers, cherry cordials. Why not add a half-pound bag of Butler's own proprietary blend of coffee, the Main Street Roast. What else would they call it? You can call Barry Cummings for more info on those corporate orders, 287-3287. Yes, there are now three locations of Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop, the original location on Main Street, North Main Street downtown. Also, there's a Cummings at Butler Memorial Hospital and the newest Cummings, Cummings West on Route 68, Evans City Road, right on the outskirts of Butler. They're open 7 days a week. And, the peanut brittle is available now, too. They don't have that all the time, but when they have it, oh, boy, it is absolutely fabulous, like no other peanut brittle I've ever tasted. Cummings. Cummings. Candy and Coffee Shop. Okay, we're talking with two members of the Sweet Adelines. They're female barbershop singers. Donna Knapp is here. Lisa Putney's here. They're here to make sure that everyone knows about the concert that they have coming up this Saturday afternoon, late afternoon, at Suckup Theater. Have you sung at Suckup Theater before?
Yes.
Yeah? What a wonderful venue, huh?
It's fabulous.
It's great there.
I love it. Mm-hmm. It's the right size for a concert like this. It's not too big.
Correct. Mm-mm.
Like Heinz Hall, you said you heard somebody at Heinz
years
Hall.
Ago. Right.
I'd be so scared singing to the Heinz Hall, I don't think I'd be able to stand. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, Larry says this is the best theater outside of downtown Pittsburgh in the surrounding, you know, greater Pittsburgh area.
Wonderful. I mean, it's about 500 seats.
Mm-hmm. Right. Parking is easy.
Yeah.
They have handicap spaces that are close.
But it still wouldn't work if they didn't have the great acoustics and great sound.
Right.
So anyway, it's Suckup Theater this Saturday afternoon. There will be tickets at the door. Or you said online?
Yes, online.
Right. I was going to. The chorus website is greaterharmony, all one word, .org. You can get more information there. To get advance tickets, call 724-443-7391. Tickets are $15 in advance. They're $18 at the door. So if you call ahead, we can hold them for you at the door at the $15 price.
Mm-hmm. You said you both sing baritone?
Baritone,
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you ever get to sing any melody, or is it always harmony in the baritone part?
There's not a lot
seldom.
Of melody for the baritone part. Once in a while, we'll have maybe four words can, you know, get the melody out there. But mostly it's not the melody.
But if you've sung that for a while, at least in many cases, it kind of comes naturally, don't you think?
Right.
It does.
It was very hard for me in the beginning because I do not read music. I never had music lessons.
Well, there's something to know because mm-hmm. there might be some people
yes.
who are sitting there listening to us and saying, you know, Fred, that sounds like something I might enjoy, but I'm not musically skilled.
Right.
Wouldn't
you
really
do,
matter.
You do have to be able to sing, carry a tune.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, we teach you. You get a CD or recordings of some whatever you choose mm-hmm. to learn your part from. And so that's what I have to do. I have to listen and memorize. Getting a little bit better at reading music after 20 years, but, you know, I still learn from memory. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we do that I think you should know is we dance. Most of our uptunes are, we dance. And Lisa is a front row. Yes, and Lisa is a front row dancer.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
This would be like the temps of the four tops.
Well, we do have some pretty good moves, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do. We come out from the front row and we dance, and the chorus is behind us doing what they can do on a riser. But the front row comes out onto the stage and have steps to dance.
Do you do your own choreography?
We have a visual team and a choreographer that, does the choreography for us for each song.
How many shows do you do a year?
We do one a year. We compete in May in Cleveland for the region. So there's probably maybe 23 choruses that compete against each other in May. And this past year, we came in second place.
Congratulations.
With an improved score, we improved by 68 points. And because we did that, the first place chorus was Greater Cleveland. There's an international competition every year. Part of that international competition is called the Harmony Classic for choruses 60 members and under. Cleveland, as the first place winner, took the choice to compete in the Harmony Classic, opening the door for us for the first time in our 41-year history to compete on the international stage. So next year, on October 18th, we will be on that international stage in St. Louis. And I can't even tell you how exciting it is for us.
So you'll be competing against other women from
all over the world.
All over the world.
Great.
Last year's champions were from Sweden. This year's champions are from Canada. So it is truly an international organization. And to be going there is like, I never thought I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be quite exciting for us. And let me please say that we're always looking for women who like to sing. Our youngest member, as I said, is 14. Our oldest member is 85. So we welcome
that
women.
That kind of pretty much covers
ages.
It.
There
right
you
there.
Go.
And you don't need to read music. You can come and learn of the tapes, like Donna said, to learn the songs. And, yeah, it's great. A lot of friendships in our chorus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even there are times where after chorus they go out to eat, and it's a social gathering also. A lot of good friends.
So there'll be some Beatles composition on the program mm-hmm. for Saturday. You mentioned Donna, Tuxedo Junction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how far back that tune goes, but my first hearing of it was this will be another great four-part harmony group, although they weren't barbershoppers, the Manhattan Transfer.
Oh, my gosh,
oh, yes.
Love them.
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard
yes.
them do Tuxedo
oh, yeah.
Junction?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think that's the title of one of their albums,
mm-hmm.
Tuxedo Junction.
Yes.
Four parts,
mm-hmm.
two men, two women,
mm-hmm.
standard.
Right.
Soprano, alto, tenor, and bass.
Exactly. And another thing about this show that I want to mention is that part of the profits will be given to the It's About the Warrior Foundation.
Oh, wonderful.
As we came, when we came in, Lisa told you Steve Monteleone is her brother-in-law. And so the second half is going to be focused on the country, the military, red, white, and blue.
And we also have a World War II veteran.
Oh, yes. Forgot about that.
Yeah, one of the women in our chorus, it's her uncle. So we are going to have you know, present him on stage and tell a little bit about
his.
He's going
to be there?
Yes. He's going to be there.
He's 94. Actually,
he's 94, yeah. Wow.
He's in a wheelchair, but he's so excited and it was cute. His niece said, I can't tell him until Friday because he'll be in his uniform for 2 weeks leading up to it. So she's going to tell him Friday.
I'm wondering if he still had his uniform.
He does. Yes. He's going to wear it.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was a Pearl Harbor. He's a Pearl Harbor survivor.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. It's a real tribute to the veterans. That's how we made the second half of the show, you know.
So will there be some tunes in the second half from World War II era? You know,
while we're doing all of the armed forces, we'll do, you know, we'll sing every song, God Bless America, the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay, songs go rolling along.
Right. And then I don't know, people in the Butler area may know Jim Thompson. He's going to open the second half playing Reveille. He's a trumpeter. He has a big band, and I feel like he's from this area. But anyway, and then he'll also be playing Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
Oh, that's a classic World War II era tune.
Right.
Yeah. Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. That's Glenn Miller.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
Glenn Miller, who died in World War II.
Mm. I don't think I knew that.
Mm-hmm. He formed a band, Army Air Corps. There was no Air Force then. The Air Force was still part of the Army, the U.S. Army Air Corps. And he was going to from England to France to prepare for a concert because his Glenn Miller Army Air Corps band performed for the troops. And he was coming back, I think, across the English Channel in a small plane.
Right.
And disappeared.
I don't think I knew that.
Never found the plane. Never found him. Wow. Just never came back. Hmm. Yeah, there are theories about what may have happened, but nobody knows.
Our chorus has had some interesting experiences. We've traveled abroad, and we went to France in 2 years ago.
Get up!
And we got to sing at the U.S. Cemetery in Normandy. It's in Caen. But we were on Gold Beach. We were on, you know, where it was just... First of all, it's very difficult to sing facing the tombstones of all those who have been lost. But we've had some great experiences traveling
as wonderful. Well. Wonderful. Now, did you just travel to do some singing, or was that the international competition?
No. We traveled. We use a company called Music Celebrations, and they invited us years ago to do a trip to Washington, D.C. And since then, we have gone to England and France, Washington, D.C., Boston, and right when I first joined the chorus, we went to Italy.
And, hey, folks, there's reason enough to start singing with these ladies.
Exactly.
Forget about everything else we've talked about.
There you go.
Great.
Join the Sweet Adeline, see the world.
Exactly.
That's exactly. I tell Dawn all the time, if I wasn't a member of the chorus, I wouldn't be traveling. I mean, to get out of Butler and to get going and travel across the world, it's awesome.
I need to take a quick break to check the lottery numbers. We'll come back and wrap up and say goodbye to our guests here on It's Your Turn on WISR right after these words.
Midday lottery numbers for you today. The pick 2 is 4646. The pick 3 is 696696. The pick 4, 9734. The pick 5, 23310. The wild ball is 2 for all those. Then the treasure hunt, 1, 11, 17, 21, and 30. Estimated jackpot for tomorrow's treasure hunt is $80,000.
Our time has flown by here. We've been chatting for half an hour already.
It did go fast.
It did go fast, yes.
Is that possible or what? Donna, you have another event coming up for young people very soon.
Yes, our chorus co-sponsors a Youth Harmony Festival. It's on Saturday, November 4 at Glade Run Church in Valencia, right on Route 8. It is free for any student age 12 to 18. It's an all-day festival from 8 to 5. We would love to have you come if you're under those ages, or please tell your children, teachers, whomever. Right now, I think we're up to 55 students registered. We've had as many as 90.
And so, that's November 4th?
November 4th, Saturday.
The concert is coming Saturday, October 28th at Suck Up Theater. By the way, Do you dress appropriately, or is it, you know, just everybody can wear flip-flops?
Oh, no.
Lisa's the costume chair.
We have a visual team, and we design our costumes. Some years we've designed. This year we're wearing what we wore at Regional in Cleveland in May. And no, we're all sparkles and false eyelashes, and we put the makeup on. We have all the staging, and the costuming is top-notch.
I just love it.
Yep.
The concert is called A Kiss in Time this Saturday afternoon. Concert time, 4 o'clock, Suckup Theater on the BC3 campus. If you get your tickets pre-sale, you can save $3, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you can do that online, is that right?
Correct. Yeah. GreaterHarmony.org.
Or you can get them at the door. Cash at the door, that's fine, too. It says here, Afterglow.
Oh, I forgot.
At Gladron Presbyterian Church. What, do you glow after the concert?
Well, we party. We're having dinner, so, and we actually have several Afterglow tickets left. It's $20. It'll be a buffet catered by John Marshall's. They're right on Route 8. So, yeah, if you want to come party with us after and hear some more singing, we'd welcome you.
Sounds good. Nice to have you ladies here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.
Good time
talking
to you. Lisa.